pray for some of those that are traveling in China. Father, we come to you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. He is the Son of your love. And he's become our Savior. And Father, we think today of some of our group that are in China. We think of Julia and Nancy. And we pray for Ruth as she travels today. And pray for Long too, Lord. So that, Lord, you'd give him wisdom as he deals with some difficult family problems. And we pray for Ruth and for Nancy and Julia too as they witness to their families. And today, Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit is the one who teaches us. We couldn't understand these things unless your Holy Spirit teaches us. And so, Lord, as we open your word, we pray that we might have teachable hearts. And hearts to obey what we hear. That you may get all the glory. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, turn now to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter 2, and we'll read from verse 12 down to verse 22, so maybe we could read around the table.
In Chinese, yeah?
Yeah.
这是以后耶稣与他的母亲弟兄和门徒都下加百农去在那里住了不多几日犹太人的逾越节近了耶稣就上耶路撒冷去看见店里有卖牛羊鸽子的并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子把牛羊都赶出店去到处兑换银钱之人的
银钱推翻他们的桌子又对卖鸽子的说把这些东西拿去不要将我父的店当作买卖的地方他的门徒就想起经上记着说我为你的店心里焦急如同火烧因此犹太人问他说你做既做这些事还显什么神迹给我们看呢耶稣回答说你们扯毁这些店我三日内要再建立起来犹太人便说 这殿是46年才造成的，你三日内就要建造起来吗？ 但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿，所以当他从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过这话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。
So now, we find him going down to a place called Capernaum on the seashore.
然后我们看到这时候耶稣就下到一个叫加百农的地方去, 也是在加利利海沿岸的。
Now remember last week, he was invited to a simple country wedding.
我们记得上周我们讲过，他耶稣被邀请去参加一个很普通的乡村的婚礼。
And there the eternal God manifest in the flesh revealed himself to a few country folk.
然后这个道成肉身的神就显了神迹，在他的乡亲们面前显了他的荣耀。
He didn't go to the big city of Jerusalem in the center of the temple and declare himself to be the Son of God and do miracles.
他没有到耶路撒冷，就是那个神殿所在的地方，就是全国的中心，去宣告他是神的儿子。
His first miracle was performed at that little wedding ceremony.
然后他第一个神迹是在一个这个小小的婚礼的筵席上显现的。
You read that in verse 11.
我们在十一节里面看到。
This first of his miraculous signs, Jesus performed at Cana of Galilee and thus revealed his glory.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的加拿行的，显出他的荣耀来。
And then it says his disciples put their faith in him.
然后他就说他的门徒就信他了。
And so, he leaves Cana of Galilee. That, apparently it's about 20 miles or 30 kilometers from the seashore on Galilee. And he comes down to the city of Capernaum.
然后他就离开迦拿，就到了大概距离20英里、30公里远的加百农去，也在这个沿岸。
And it says that he went down to Capernaum with his mother and brother and his disciples in verse 12. They stayed there a few days.
然后十二节说，他是跟他的母亲、弟兄和门徒一起去的，而且在那儿住了几天。
Now Capernaum became the kind of the headquarters for the Lord Jesus in his ministry in Galilee.
然后加百农呢，从此就成为主在在加利利传道的一个中心。
If you go to Matthew chapter 9 and verse 1,
我们到这个马太福音 chapter 9,
chapter 9
第九章、
yes.
第一节。
And there it says in verse 1, Jesus stepped into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own town or his own city.
那这边讲耶稣上了船，渡过海，来到他自己的城里。
Now, although the Lord Jesus said, the foxes have their holes in the ground and the birds have their nests, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
对，虽然主说过，他说飞鸟有窝，狐狸有洞，人子在地上没有枕头的地方。
But Capernaum was a city whereby he concentrated his lot of his miracles and his teaching around that area.
但是在加百农呢，是主集中的施了很多的神迹，也集中的讲了很多道的地方。
And so Capernaum was a very privileged area.
所以这个加百农呢是一个得到特殊关爱的一个地方。
Now, it's a great privilege to hear the grace of God, to hear the gospel of the grace of God.
就能听到神这荣耀的福音呢是一个很大的就是特权。
But it's a great responsibility at the same time.
同时你也有了更重的责任。
Because when you hear the words of eternal life and you don't obey those words, the consequences are very, very bad.
当你听到了永生的道，但是你不顺服的话呢，那个结局是非常不好的。
If a person refuses the light, then they go into deeper darkness.
如果一个人他拒绝了光呢，他只能进到更深的黑暗里面去。
And Capernaum was a very privileged city.
所以加百农呢是一个特别有特权的一个城市。
If you turn to Matthew chapter 11, we'll see what happens to Capernaum.
然后我们看看马太福音十一章，这个加百农到底得到了什么样的结局。
Capernaum as a city, although they had seen such great signs and miracles, They had not really repented. There were a few that had, but as a city, they had not.
就加百农这城里的人，他们虽然看到了神行了很多的神迹，也给了他们很多的异象，但是，作为一个整体，他们是没有悔改的。虽然里面有部分人他们悔改。
In verse 23, we read this, near the end of the Lord's ministry on earth.
然后23节，这时候主已经在他的这个施工的尾声了。
And you, Capernaum.Will you be lifted up to the skies? No, you'll be go down to the depths.
他说加百农啊，已经升到天上，将来必坠落阴间。
If the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you that it'll be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you.
因为在你那里所行的异能，若行在索多玛，它还可以存到今日。但我告诉你们，当审判的日子，索多玛所受的比你还容易受呢。
We know the sins of Sodom.
我们都知道索多玛的罪。
And God's righteous judgment on that city.
以及神在那个城市里所行的公义的审判。
But they didn't have the light that Capernaum had.
但是他们没有得到，就是加百农所得到神的那个光照。
And even though Capernaum had not sinned as a city, they didn't allow that kind of sin there. They hadn't sinned as bad as Sodom, yet their judgment is going to be more strict, more harsh.
就即使加百农没有犯索多玛那个城市所犯的罪呢，但是他们将来的审判依然会比索多玛更重。
See, the judgment of God is based upon light, the light given, how much light a person has.
所以神的审判呢，是取决于你得到了多少神的光。
We're all responsible for any light that we get from God.
我们是为我们从神那里得到的任何的光照所要负责的。
And the more light, the more responsibility.
你得的光照越多，你就责任越大。
And so he pronounces that it's going to be better for Sodom, easier on Sodom in the day of judgment than for that place called Capernaum.
那这也就是说，当审判的日子，索多玛所受的比加百农受的还要容易一些。
And we know that the Lord tried his very best.In every way, to win the hearts of those people.
神就主在这个所得加百农尽了他一切的努力，用了各种的方式，他想把这些人挽回。
But in the end, they would reject him.
但是最终他们还是拒绝了他。
But there were many, including some of the disciples that were from Capernaum, like Matthew. He was a hated tax collector, but he became a disciple of the Lord.
但是还是有一些个别的人，他在加百农，信主了。比如这里的那个税吏马太，他是一个被人痛恨的税吏，但是他在加百农得救的。
Now let's go back to our text in John chapter 2.
我们还回到约翰福音二章的这个文。
And in verse 12 again.
十二节，再来看十二节。
We see that.The Lord Jesus went back down to Capernaum.
这是以后耶稣下到加百农去。
And he's with his mother and his brothers and his disciples.
和他的母亲、弟兄和门徒们。
They returned from the wedding.
然后就从那个婚礼上回来了。
Now, I just point out that the Lord Jesus did not abandon his earthly relationships.
在这里我想指出的是主没有离弃他在地上的亲友。
You recall last week when the Lord Jesus, his mother tried to order him to act, to begin his ministry, but he had to tell her that his ministry was dependent upon his father.
我们还记得上周讲到，就是在那个婚礼上，那个耶稣的母亲试图要命令主，然后让他采取行动，向世人宣告他是谁。但是主那时候说，他不能听他妈妈的，他要听天父的。
And so now he establishes to his mother, it was then that he established with his mother that he was no longer under her authority.But he was now under his father's authority.
就从那次事情以后呢，耶稣就让他妈妈明白一件事：他现在不再在他的权柄之下了，他是在天父的权柄之下。
But he, But he doesn't abandon his those relationships.
但是他并没有离弃这样的地上的关系。
The relationship is changed, but it's not. He doesn't cut off his relationship.
虽然这个关系改变了，但他并没有就切断这个关系。
And so that encourages us when we, with our families, if we're Christians and some of our families are not, we're not to cut off ourselves off from them. You see.
这也鼓励了我们，就是我们信主的时候，就我们的家人可能都还不信，但是我们不能切断跟他们的联系。
The Lord remained faithful to His family to the very end.
主对他的家人一直是非常忠诚，直到最后的。
We know that, when He was on the cross, He made provision for His mother to stay at John's, to John would take her in as His own mother.
直到他在十字架上，他还安排他的母亲，让约翰把他的母亲接到自己的家里。
I think you can see that in John chapter 19.
然后在约翰福音十九章记载的这个事情。
26. Thank you.Yes. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Dear woman, here is your son. And to the disciple he said, Here is your mother. And from that time on, this disciple took her into his home.
这是26节和27节讲的。耶稣见他母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说，母亲，原文做妇人，看你的儿子，又对那门徒说，看你的母亲。从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
And so you can see, his concern was for his mother right at the very end. In his agony on the cross, he still provided for her.
所以你看，主对他母亲的这个关心和关爱，一直到他在十字架上所受痛苦的时候，他依然想着他的妈妈。
And then, with his brothers, it was a kind of a different story.
但是至于他的弟兄呢，是另外一个故事了。
His brothers, don't forget, he was the oldest brother. They all looked up to him for leadership, wouldn't they?
别忘了，耶稣是他们家的老大，所有的他的弟兄姐妹都要看着他的这个
榜
样，接受他的带领。
In chapter 7.And verse
第七章，约翰福音第七章。
In chapter 7, we have, in the first opening verses there, we have, verse 2, the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near, and Jesus' brothers said to him,You ought to leave here and go to Judea so that your disciples may see the miracles you do.
我们看到第二节和第三节，当时犹太人的祝棚节近了，耶稣的弟兄就对他说，你离开这里上犹太去吧。
You see, here's the advice they give him.
这是他弟兄给他的一个建议。
They don't understand they don't believe in him yet, as we'll see.
那时候他的弟兄们其实还没有信他。
Verse 4, he says, No one wants to become a public figure. No one who wants to be a public figure acts in secret.
他说人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的。
Since you're doing these things, show yourself to the world.
他说如果你行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看。
Now his brothers had seen the miracles that he did.
他那些弟兄是看到他行过神迹的。
But verse 5 says, even his own brothers did not believe in him.
但是第五节说，即使连他的弟兄说这话，也是因为不信他。
And so, sometimes people say, "Well, you know, what about these miracles and signs?" Well, miracles today will not make anyone believe any more than the miracles in those days made people believe.
所以人们会经常谈论一些神迹，但是神迹在过去不能让人相信，今天依然也不能让人相信。
To those who believed, those miracles, they were the signs that he was the Messiah.
那这些神迹就是要告诉人们，他就是那个弥赛亚。
And to those who didn't believe, they wouldn't believe in, they wouldn't, the miracles would be just something they couldn't understand.
嗯，然后对那些不信的人呢，这些神迹不过就是他们所不能理解的一些现象而已。
One miracle was being able to cast out demons.
嗯，有一个神迹就是赶鬼。
He had power over Satan.
嗯，因为主在撒旦身上是有高过他的能力的。
And no one could deny that fact.
没有人能够否认这个事实，就是他能够赶鬼这个事实。
He cast out demons in the plain view of multitudes of people.
嗯，然后他在众人的面前去赶鬼。
But what did the rulers and the priests who were trying to protect their own positions?
嗯，但是那些就是法利赛人还有祭司长们，他们想要保护自己的这个地位的时候。
They couldn't deny the miracle.
但他不能否认这个神迹本身。
But they said that he cast out demons by demons.
但他们说他是靠鬼王赶鬼。
The Lord Jesus pointed out their poor logic.
然后主就把他们这个逻辑上的这个明显的漏洞指出来了。
He said, if Satan casts out Satan, how will his kingdom stand up?
嗯，就是如果鬼王去赶自己的鬼的话，他的国怎么还能建立呢？还能稳固呢
？And so. Miracles will not convince anyone.
所以神迹不能说服一个人去相信主。
It's faith in the word of God, isn't it?
是对主的话的信心让我们能够相信他。
So his brothers don't believe on him yet, but after the resurrection, they all believed in him.
对，当时这些弟兄们不信。
Turn to Acts chapter 1 verse 14.
当主复活以后呢，他这些弟兄们就信了。
Acts chapter 1 verse 14.
使徒行传第一节第一章十四节。
We read in verse 13 that they came to the upper room and where all the disciples were, and then verse 14, sorry.
在十三节里读到他们进了城就上了一间房子。
It says they all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brothers.
然后十四节就说，这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意的恒切祷告。
During those 40 days, the Lord Jesus, the 40 days that he was with them before, after his resurrection and before his ascension, he had appeared to his next oldest brother James.
然后在主在他复活到升天中间的这四十天里面，他向很多人显现，包括他自己的弟兄雅各。
And no doubt to all the rest of them as well, in a group.
也包括在这个房间里面所有的人都看见主复活。
And so we see that his brothers, they believed afterwards.
所以在这个就是一个证据，证明他的弟兄是后来信了。
So that's verse 12. Let's go to verse 13.
然后我们再看十三节，回到那个约翰福音二章。
We read there in verse 13. It was when it was almost time for the Jewish Passover.
犹太人的逾越节近了。
It's strange now in the Old Testament.The Passover was called the Passover of the Lord, the Lord's Passover.
那我们有一趣的事，就是在旧约的时候，这个逾越节叫主的逾越节。
And of course, you recall what the Passover was, don't you?
我们都记得逾越节是怎么回事吧
？When the children of Israel were in Egypt, they were slaves there, and God was going to.Bring judgment on the gods of Egypt.
然后我们都记得他们在以色列人在埃及当奴隶的时候，那个神要惩罚埃及的王。
And one of the last, the last god of Egypt that the Lord brought judgment upon was the god of fertility.
然后最后一个。就是十灾里面每个都是针对一个埃及的神的嘛，最后一个神就是，生育的神。
Moses went into Pharaoh and said, "If you do not let my people go, all the firstborn in the land of Egypt is going to die."
然后摩西到那个法老面前说，他说你要再不让我们的人走，你埃及所有投生的都会死。
Pharaoh's heart was hardened and he sent Moses away.
然后神使法老的心刚硬，他就让摩西走了。
Moses said, you won't see my face anymore.
摩西说你再也不能见我的面了。
And he told the children of Israel, he said, now on the 10th day of the month, you're to choose a lamb, each of your families choose a lamb.
然后摩西就指示那个以色列人说，在这个月的第十天你要准备一个羔羊。
A lamb with no blemish whatsoever, a spotless pure lamb.
对，完全完美无瑕的，没有任何瑕疵的一只羊。
No defects at all.
没有任何缺陷的。
Now you watch that lamb for 4 days.
然后你观察这个羊，观察四天。
And so they would look at that lamb and watch to see if there was any defect within that they couldn't see.
然后他们就看这个羊，观察七天，看它到底有没有缺陷。
And after the 4 days, the Lord said, I want you to kill that lamb.
然后四天以后呢，然后神说你要把这个羊杀了。
I want you to kill it in the evening time.
你要在傍晚的时候杀它。
And catch the blood in a bowl.
然后把这个血呢收起来，收到盆里。
Now I want you to take some hyssop. That's a small brush, small plant that grows everywhere.
然后就用抓一把牛膝草，就是牛膝草到处都长在那里。
And cut it.Dip it in the blood and put it on the doorposts and on the lintels on either side, on the outside of your house.
你就把那油漆草当刷子用，蘸一点血，然后刷在门楣和门框上。
He said, "At midnight, I'm going to send my destroying angel through you throughout all of Egypt."
然后到午夜的时候，我会派灭命的天使，越过整个埃及。
And the angel would pass over a house and if he saw the blood that was there on the outside of the doorposts and the lintel.The destroying angel passed over that house and went to the next one.
如果命运天使看到这一家的门楣和门框上有羊血的话，他就越过，就是 pass over, 就越过这一家到另外一家去了。
Now the instructions were given for the whole land of Egypt.
然后这样的指令呢是给了埃及所有的人。
The Egyptians could have put blood on their doors too.
然后那个埃及当地的人他们也可以这样做，也可以把血涂在门楣上。
If they believed in God.
对，如果他们相信神的话。
Those that believed did so.
然后那些相信的人的确是照这样做了。
And in midnight, there was a great cry throughout the land of Egypt.
然后到午夜的时候，整个埃及地都变满了哭声。
And those houses that didn't have the blood on the doorposts and on the lintel, their firstborn in every one of the houses was killed.
然后那个只要没有刷羊血的那家人家，他们就会死一个人。
And that great cry in Egypt came to Pharaoh, and the people said, "Let them go." Push the people out.
然后这就死了人的这人家里面，就到法老那里说，快让他们走吧。
And God brought them out of Egypt then with a powerful hand.
然后神就用他大能的手把以色列人都带出了埃及。
And so they were to remember the Passover.
然后从此以后，以色列人就要纪念这个逾越节。
They were to remember that they were slaves one time by the God of this world.
然后他们就要记得，他们曾经是这世上的王的奴隶。
And they were not to forget that. They were to celebrate that every year.
他们不能忘记这件事，他每年都要纪念这个事情。
And so, the Jews, however.It became just another festival, another day. They forgot the real meaning of the Passover.
然后但是犹太人呢，渐渐他们就忘了这个事呢，忘了这个逾越节的本身的含义了。
And so they did it more out of cultural reasons than for personal reasons.
然后他们就把它变成了一个文化的层面的东西了。
They still celebrated the Passover and killed a lamb on the 14th day of the first month.
但是他们现在依然每年的这个月的14天第14天的时候还是要杀这个羊。
But they were more concerned about what their neighbors were thinking than what God was thinking.
但他们更在乎他们的邻居是怎么想的，而不在乎神是怎么想的。
And so now, the Spirit of God. Calls this, it was the Passover of the Jews.
所以神管他叫在这里叫犹太人的逾越节了。
It was no longer the Passover of the Lord. That's they never thought about the Lord.
他再也不是神的逾越节了，因为他们再不去思想神的事。
Or if they did, they thought about him far away and that he wasn't really interested in day-to-day events.
然后他们觉得这个神是距离他们很远的，并不关心他们每天的生活的。
Or if they thought they maybe they thought that if he just went through the motions, that that would satisfy God because he wasn't that interested in them anyway.
然后他们犹太人就会觉得，哎，我只要把这个事情按这个程序一样样做了，神就高兴了。他并不，他觉得神并不关心他。
So it's called the Jewish Passover now.
所以这里叫犹太人的逾越节。
Not the Lord's Passover.
不是神的逾越节。
But, the Lord Jesus. He came to completely fulfill the law.
但是我们的主来到这地上就是来成全律法的。
He said, I didn't come to do away with the law, I came to complete the law.
他说我来并不是要废掉律法，而是来成全律法。
And where men and women had broken the law of God, the Lord Jesus fulfilled the law in every regard.
虽然我们每个男人女人都在背逆神的律法，但是神来，主来是来成全这个律法。
And so the Lord Jesus went up to Jerusalem to the feast. It says there in verse 13.
然后十三节里就说，耶稣就到耶路撒冷去庆祝这个逾越节。
As a true pilgrim, you might say.
他是一个真的朝圣的人。
And he goes up to Jerusalem, for the first time in his ministry.
这是他在服事当中三年半的服事当中第一次去，去耶路撒冷。
What did he find there?
然后他在那儿发现了什么呢？
In the temple courts, he found men selling cattle, sheep, and doves.
然后他看见店里有卖牛、卖羊、卖鸽子的。
And he made a whip of cords.And drove all from the temple area, both sheep and cattle, and he scattered the coins of the money changers, overturned their tables, and to those who sold doves, he said, Get these out of here. How dare you turn my father's house into a market?
然后耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店去，到处兑换银钱之人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子，又对卖鸽子的人说，把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的店当作买卖的地方。
Now this story here is known as the cleansing of the temple.
这一段故事呢，在圣经里记载的叫做洁净圣殿。
The temple courts. Now, you know, the temple, Herod's temple. It had a number of courtyards there.
就这个圣殿是第二圣殿，就是希律王建的。他在这个圣殿里面呢，有好几个这样的，就是空地，就是那种像广场一样的。
Well, I don't know if I've got any drawings here. I'm not sure. But I.
Eric, 帮我们画一下。
Yeah, I'll get some. Well, in Herod's temple, we have the temple itself.
在这希律王的这个第二圣殿里面，先看到这个殿，这个主体建筑本身。
And then, so this was the holy place here.
就是圣所。
And the Ark of the Covenant was here with the angels, the cherubim on either side. There was a very thick curtain across here that the high priest only went in once a year, on the Day of Atonement.
然后刚才不那个是至圣所，就是放约柜的地方，然后中间有一个很厚的幔子把它隔开。
And when God had...given them instructions. He said, I want to dwell among my people.
然后神说我要跟我的民住在一起，当神要给他们民指示的时候呢，
Now he couldn't dwell immediately among his people. He had to find a place where he could dwell, where his holiness would not kill the people, would destroy them.
但是神他不能就是直接向他的民显现，因为他的圣洁会使这些不圣洁的人死掉，所以他要找这么一个地方。
So they were instructed first of all to build a tent. And of course, this is a plan view looking down.
然后这是我们是一个俯视图，所以他们最开始的时候在旷野，他是要先建一个会幕。
And this curtain separated God from the priests where they worked every day.
然后这个幔子呢，就把神和每天进进出出做事情的那些祭司们隔开了。
There we have the You had the candlestick there, you had the table of bread, showbread here, and the altar of incense here.
这边这个就是那个灯金灯台七盏灯的灯台，然后那边呢是那个陈设饼的放陈设饼的桌子，然后中间那个小的呢是香炉。
Outside was the laver where the priests washed their hands and feet before they went into minister in. This is called. I'm sorry. This is the most.
对，这是至圣。
Most holy place.
至圣所，不是圣所。
Or holy of holies. This was the holy place.
对，放灯台的桌子这块叫圣所。
Only priests could come in here.
只有祭司才能进这个圣所。然后那个是铜海，就是洗濯盆，就是那个祭司要进去之前都要洗手和脚的。那面那个是祭坛，就是献祭物的地方。
And this was the brazen. This is the altar, the brazen altar that the sin offering and all the offerings were burnt on.
这是那个铜做的一个祭坛，所有的动物，就和那个素祭都是在这里烧了献给神的。
Now, so this was surrounded by a courtyard.
然后这个呢是用一个院子把它围起来的。
And there was a gate. There's a gate here.
那这是一个门。
Ordinary Israelites, if they were clean, could come into this courtyard.
然后每一个普通的犹太人，只要他是洁净的，他都能够进到这个院子里来。
In the Old Testament, there wasn't any restrictions about women coming into the courtyard.
当在旧约的时候，那时候其实是不限制，就是犹太人的妇女进这个院子的。
But the Jews, they added a court just for women.
但是呢，后来犹太人特别为这个妇女呢加了一条规定。
Now I'm not sure exactly.
为这院子，对，修了个院子。
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how this, but I'm going to draw it like this.
他不知道这个院子究竟怎么样，大概差不多是这样的一个位置。
This was for the women.
这是妇女才能待的那个院子。
The Jews added that after.
这个是犹太人自己加上去的，就是在摩西五经里头是没有这样的规定的。
They also added another court that was for the Gentiles.
然后他外面又修了一个院子呢，是给外邦人。
So, the Bible doesn't say where in the temple courts they were setting up their tables and livestock, but more than likely they were in the court of Gentiles, perhaps some in the court of the women.
圣经里没有说，就这个卖牛羊和兑换银钱桌子的是放在哪一个层的院子里面呢？然后 Eric 认为很有可能应该是在外邦人和妇女的这个院子里。
So we'll just leave that. We'll go back to our text here.
我们再回到这个经文上来。
Now, as the pilgrims came up to the feast, of course, they would need to buy lambs, wouldn't they?
然后这些来朝圣的过逾越节的这些朝圣者呢，他来了以后他就得买羊。
They would also need to buy other sacrifices, oxen. If these what they would do is they would sacrifice an oxen for a peace offering, and this was a time of feasting. You could invite all your friends and family and feast together. The priests would get part of the offering, the Lord would get part of the offering, but most of the animal, then the meat, would be given to the offerer, and he could invite all his friends and family to take part.
羊有，他们还要买牛，因为这个牛呢是献平安祭用的。这个平安祭献上以后呢，有一部分是归祭司了，然后还有大部分呢都是留给这个献祭的自己人。他要邀请他所有的亲朋好友一起在圣殿里把它吃掉。
Now the oxen, of course, would be very expensive. That would be the rich people could afford an oxen.
然后牛其实当时是很贵的，大概只有比较有钱的人才能买得起。
And then you could invite lots of friends, and you could be very influential if you bought an oxen, wouldn't you?
然后当你能买起一头牛，然后献了祭，然后邀请一堆亲戚朋友吃的话，其实你很有面子的，是不是？
The middle class, they could afford a sheep.
嗯，然后这中产阶级呢，大概只能买只羊。
But if you were very poor, and couldn't afford a sheep or an oxen, you could purchase a dove.
嗯，然后如果你真的很穷呢，你买不起牛，也买不起羊，你就买一只鸽子。
And we read that the Lord Jesus, his family, when they went up to the temple, their offering was a dove. They were poor.
嗯，你还记得在主十二岁的时候，那去那个。耶路撒冷的时候，他只是买了一只鸽子，献了一只鸽子。
Mary and Joseph were very, very poor people.
嗯，然后他们都是挺穷的人。
Now all these animals, they had to come from somewhere.
那这些牛羊总得从一个地方来呀，都有得有人预备。
And the priests, they had the very bright idea they could help everybody out.
嗯，然后这些祭司呢说，哎，他们很聪明，想了个办法，能可以帮助所有的人。
Of course, they thought of themselves first. They were going to help themselves first.
但首先他们想到他们自己要得利益。
And so the priests had control of the temple.
然后这些祭司呢就控制了这个圣殿。
And they set up a monopoly.
然后他
with no competition.
对，然后而且他这个生意是垄断的，没有竞争者的。
And so they could bring in their oxen for sale and their sheep and their doves.
嗯，然后他们可以把自己准备的存货，这个牛羊鸽子都带来。
Not only that, but there were the priests would be the ones to inspect the animal for sacrifice because the animals had to be without blemish.
然后，而且是这个祭司他来检查这些牛羊鸽子是不是合格，因为他是献祭那个人嘛。他说有缺陷你就不能献，他说没缺陷你才能献。
So if you brought your own animal up to Jerusalem to sacrifice, the priest inspectors had to look and approve your sacrifice.
如果你是自己从家里带着牛羊来的话，他还要检查看你这个合格不合格。
And you can imagine what the priests were thinking.
然后你会可以想象这个祭司他会怎么想。
It was corrupt.
对，他就很腐败的。
Absolutely corrupt.
完全腐败掉了，腐败掉了。
The priest could set the price. There was no competition.
然后这个祭司他可以定价，因为没有竞争者。
Not only that, there were money changers.
然后不单有卖牛羊鸽子的，还有兑换银钱的。
Now some Jews that lived in far off lands, they came as far as Rome.
因为好多犹太人呢，他散居在世界各地的，有的是从罗马那么远的地方来的。
And they didn't come every year, but the idea was that at least once in their lifetime they would go up to Jerusalem for the big feast.
但他们不是每年都来，但是他们一生当中呢，他们觉得一定得来一次朝圣。
They would have Roman coins and Greek coins, and they would have all kinds of coins from all over the world.
他们可能拿的是罗马的钱，拿的是希腊的钱，或者其他世界各地的钱。
When they come up to Jerusalem, they would have to change their money into the Hebrew shekels, the currency of the land.
然后他来到这个耶路撒冷，他必须把他的钱换成当地的犹太人的什么钱呢？希伯来的一个什么钱？对。
Because everyone had to pay the temple tax.
因为每个人都要付那个圣殿税的。
It wasn't much. It was just a nominal amount, but it was what was to supply the needs for the upkeep of the temple.
嗯，虽然这个钱不多，但是每个人都要收，为了能够维护这个圣殿。
It was a half a shekel, is what it was.
它是半舍克勒。
And so everyone needed to get to come to the money changers.
对，所以每个人只要从外地来的，他都得去换这个银钱。
But the money changers were under the control of the priests.
嗯，这个换银钱的也是在祭司的控制之下的。
And so they were able to extort a lot of money from these pilgrims.
嗯，所以他们可以从这个朝圣人身上剥削很多的钱。
And so you can imagine how someone that came from a long ways away and they came up to Jerusalem to sacrifice. They were extorted by the very people that God had put in between him and himself.
我们可以想象一个远道而来的朝圣者，他是来敬拜神的，结果到了耶路撒冷呢，先被那个本来应该是介于他和神之间的那个中保的那个祭司呢，先被盘剥一番。
You can imagine that the bitterness that the person must feel at being cheated this way.
然后你可以想象他那个被欺骗了以后心里的那个苦毒。
So these priests, not only were they robbing the people, they were robbing God of true worship.
所以这些祭司他不仅是抢人的钱，他也在抢夺神的东西。
And so that, and the most hypocritical thing about this is that those same priests, they hated the tax collectors.
嗯，一个特别假冒伪善的一个讽刺的事情，就是这样的祭司，他居然还恨那些收税的人。
The tax collectors, yeah, sorry. The tax collectors that collected the Roman tax.
然后这些税吏呢，是为罗马人收税的。
They considered them to be the lowest form of life on the planet.
嗯，当时犹太人都把税吏看成这社会阶层里最低的、最低。
You can see how hypocritical these priests and Levites were.
嗯，所以你可以看看这些，立位人和祭司他们是多么假冒伪善。
But what the Lord Jesus did, it provoked the anger and hatred of these priests.
嗯，在这里呢，神就把他对这些祭司的愤怒表达出来了。
And because he was threatening their very power base.
然后他这主子做这件事呢，就撼动了他们这个权力的基础。
And the source of their great wealth.
然后也拿走了他们，就切断了他们的财路。
And you can see why they hated the Lord Jesus.
所以我们就明白为什么他们恨主耶稣了。
And so, He makes a little whip, a small whip.
嗯，然后他拿了一个鞭子。
Now, it doesn't say that he used the whip on anybody.
但这里面没有说他用鞭子去打任何一个人。
But rather more like a symbol of authority.
但是他把他这个鞭子做成一个权柄的象征。
And he takes that whip and he cleanses the temple.
然后他拿起了鞭子就把圣殿洁净了。
We'll pick this up again and see the results, what happened, and why nobody could stop this one man.
然后我们休息以后再来继续看后面的结局是怎样，而且为什么没有人能够拦阻这一个人，就他一个人就做了这个事情。
We'll see that once we have a break.
Okay. Yeah. 我们现在休息一下，我们也祷告一下。
So we just give thanks for the refreshments. Father, we just thank you for your grace and for your word. We think, We think of the Lord Jesus.
嗯，我们思想我们的主。
He came, your son from heaven.
他作为您的儿子来到这地上。
He came into this world and he came into a world of corruption and sin.
然后他来到这个充满了腐败和罪恶的世界。
And disease and death.
然后充满了疾病和死亡的地方。
But Lord, we thank you that he is the one who gives eternal life through faith in him.
主啊，我们也谢谢他能够凭借着我们的信心给了我们永生。
Many of the simple and the poor received him as their savior.
那些很简单的穷人他们都信了他，接受了他。
Now, Lord, we just thank you for this refreshment today. We ask your blessing upon it in Jesus' name.
谢谢你供给我们点心来饮用，谢谢你。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
We come to verse 15.
我们看十五节。
He makes a whip out of cords.
然后耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子。
As I mentioned before, we don't read anywhere, even in the other accounts of this cleansing of the temple, we don't read about him using those cords on animals or men.
我们在别的地方也没有读到说主用这个鞭子真的去打了人或者打了牛羊。
But it would seem to be just a very symbol of his authority.
但是我们只是在这里看到他是把这个鞭子作为他权柄的象征。
Now, the temple, the priests, of course, who ran the temple.
这个祭司是在运营就经营这个圣殿的。
There was a they set up a kind of police force.
但是他也建立了就是这种警察，就是维护圣殿秩序的这种。
These were the temple guards.
这就是圣殿的警卫。
Their job was to make sure of the security and the safety of the temple area.
他们是来保护就是这个圣殿这个区域的安全的。
And to enforce the will of the priests.
然后就是要执行，能确保这个祭司的旨意能够得到贯彻执行。
Now the Romans, they had built a fortress right next to the temple because the Jews were a lot of trouble.
然后 fortress 就是那个岗亭一样的，对，就是那个罗马人呢，在这个圣殿的周围也造了一个这种岗亭，就是放了一小队军队。
They had built a fortress right here.
Fortress 应该是堡垒吧。
It's called the Antonia.
Antonio.
Fortress. Like a fort. Like a castle.
对，应该就是堡垒，就是安东尼奥堡垒。
It was very high.
就它很高，这个堡垒。
The Romans could look right down into the courtyard.
然后罗马的军兵在上面就可以俯视整个这个圣殿的这个院子。
But the Romans didn't go into the temple area.
但是罗马人不进这个圣殿区域。
Because the Jews would revolt and cause a lot of trouble.
对，如果他们进来的话，那个犹太人就要造反了，那就很麻烦。
But in the temple area, all through here, it was under the control of the temple guard.
然后在这个区域，圣殿区域里面呢，都是由这个圣殿的警卫来负责治安的。
那防人的时候也相信吗？
But
Victoria said, Gentiles are allowed to get into this the outside court, yeah?
So, that's right. But those would be Gentiles that were cleansed. They would have to be ceremonially cleansed, whereas the Roman soldiers were not. Unless it was a believing Roman soldier, there'd be individuals, but not most of the soldiers were not clean to come.
然后他说，进这个就是外邦人这个院子的这个外邦人呢，他也得是洁净的，就是按照这个旧约的律法，洁净的才能进这个地方。然后那个，如果你那个信这个耶稣，信神的这个罗马士兵个人，他也可以进到这个院子里，但是整个作为罗马军队，他不可以进来。他进来，他们犹太人就会觉得亵渎了这个圣殿，就要造反了。
What's the
signal of the cleanness? How can we know that whether Gentiles is clean or not?
Oh, that was, you'd have to go back into history on that. It has nothing to do with the Bible. It was all the Jewish ritual.
他说这个都要回到犹太人的历史里。他说这个圣经并没有讲这什么样才是洁净的，是犹太人自己建了好多规矩，就是怎么样情况下你才洁净的，你才能进到这个院子里去。
The Jews had invented all kinds of regulations and added to the law and so on.
觉得犹太人就是自己发明了好多在圣经规定以外的各种规条。
They had, for example, on the Sabbath day, they had limited a certain, you could only walk a half a mile on the Sabbath.
Mm.
You could only lift a certain amount of weight. All these little things that they had, restrictions that they had written into their law.
有很多细节的限制，比如说在安息日，你可以走半英里。但超过这个就算违法了，然后你提东西呢超过一定重量就算违法了，但这个东西就是圣经根本讲都是他自己硬加上去的。
And you remember, so now if we go back to, yeah, let me start over again.
Okay.
Those kind of Jewish rituals and so on, the Lord Jesus, he came into opposition to them because he would heal on the Sabbath. And that was against their regulations, but not against God's.
对，但是主来呢，他专门去推翻这个犹太人自己定的这套规矩。他专门在这个安息日的时候治病，因为那安息日治病实际上是神许可的，但是犹太人自己不许可的。
And they did all kinds of things, like for example, another thing that the Lord Jesus said about them. Was that they would tithe their mint and herbs, you know, they'd grow in their garden, they'd give a tenth to the Lord of their mint or their herbs. Yet when it came to looking after their parents, they had all kinds of arguments that they got out of that responsibility.
主指出他们还有一个不对的地方，就是这些法利赛人他们在院子里种的那个薄荷啊茴香啊，他都拿出十分之一去奉献，因为要十一奉献。但相反呢，他自己的父母呢，他却不赡养，他找出各种的理由说他可以摆脱掉这个责任。
And so the Lord Jesus, there was a lot of opposition from the Jewish religion. And that Jewish religion had buried the worship of God.
就是主做的事很多事呢，都是和那个犹太人的宗教格格不入的。然后这些犹太人的宗教的规条呢，其实是限制了人到神那里去的。
And so his purpose in coming was to restore the truth to Israel as their Messiah. They were to repent and to believe on him.
所以主来他的目的就是要重建这个真理，就是要告诉人们他才是那个弥赛亚。
And everywhere he went, he ran into resistance.
但他到哪去，他都是跟他们抵触的。
But let's go back to the temple here.
然后我们再回到圣殿来看。
Go to Luke chapter 22.
我们看路加福音的22章。
The scene that we're in here now is the scene of the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们这里的场景呢，就是在科西马尼园的场景。
Where Judas is going to betray the Lord Jesus with a kiss.
就是在那里，就是那个犹大卖主用一个亲吻的方式把主给卖了。
Now Judas had led a company of the temple guard and the priests, chief priests and officers of the temple guard and the elders.
犹大呢，他就领了一大堆，就是其实就是守卫这个圣殿的这些那个守卫们、士兵们，然后还有祭司啊，还有什么这种法利赛人，他们来了。
And they came to arrest Jesus.
他们来就是逮捕。
Now these were not Roman soldiers that came.
来的不是罗马的士兵。
These were the temple guards under the control of the priests themselves.
他这个就是在祭司掌控下的这个圣殿的警卫。
And so, The reason I bring this for you is just so you get an idea of the authority that was in the temple area the day the Lord Jesus came in and cleansed it.
他给我们讲这些呢，就让我们明白，就是当耶稣主耶稣来洁净圣殿的时候呢，当时这样的一个权柄的体系是怎么样的。
Why didn't the temple guards stop the Lord Jesus from driving all the animals out, overturning the money table?
就是当主赶走牛羊、推翻桌子的时候，这些守殿官们他们怎么没有拦阻主呢
？Can you? Can you answer the question? Can you? Can anybody understand how one man could do this?
我们能够明白为什么一个人能够就做做这些事情吗
？Yes, Nicole says, "Well, he's God, but he didn't use any more power than any man of God could have used down through the centuries. Moses or David or a singleton. What was it that stopped the temple guard from rushing in and taking this person off to jail?
就到底是什么让这些守殿官没有冲进来把这个耶稣架走呢
What about the people that were selling there, the merchants? Why wouldn't they just band together, two or three of them, and overpower this man?
就那些就卖牛羊的、把银钱兑换的，他们怎么没有联合起来去抵制主呢？
It could very easily have been done.
对，这做起来非常容易。
If he was an ordinary robber, unarmed with a little tiny bit of whip.
如果他就是一个拿了一个小鞭子的一个强盗进来的话
，many of the people there would they had short swords that they would use as a tool, but it was always also used as a weapon. It could be used as a weapon.
然后那时候就比如说卖牛羊的人，他们都会随身带一把这种短刀，这刀是他们的工具，同时他们也可以当做武器来用。
What was it that paralyzed those people in the temple that day?
就到底什么东西让这些人没有采取行动
对
我觉得第一是他们本来就心虚他们知道他们做的是什么第二这是 God 改变他们的心第三耶稣身上有能力和光
so first deep in their heart they know they are doing the wrong thing and the second one God at that moment changed their heart and the third one is because Jesus is from heaven so she has the glory and the light on him
mm-hmm.
so that glory and light stop them
where are you from
which one of those are you going to use for your arguments very good thinking
这是很好的一个思考
But I don't think the Lord Jesus ever used his power as the Son of God to preserve himself.
She's not speaking of the power, the extraordinary power, but the...
His righteousness?
And the charming character. the personal personality. Because Jesus is different from any other man, yes. In him, there's a special personality. It's from the power of righteousness.
That's the key word right there. That's a key word. I know what you're saying. It's the power of righteousness. That he was a man without any sin. So his actions were without hypocrisy, without duplicity. And as Nicole pointed out, their own hearts were convicted.
然后刚才以后也提到一点，就是他们的心其实是也知道自己做的不对。
They knew it was wrong.
他知道什么是不对的。
But they did, and they were paralyzed. They couldn't act.
但是他们是瘫软无力的，他们不能行动。
还有没有一点，就是说，在
在实践，他们都是会很神圣的嘛，一般不会给你起尊者什么。
哦。And another point that because the temple is a holy place, they don't want to fight in that holy space.
Well, if you read the history of the Jews, they fought to the death in the temple area. One generation later, when the Romans took Jerusalem, they fought to the death from the temple.
但是这一点可能不太对，因为在历史上你可以看犹太人会为了圣殿的话战斗致死的，所以他们不会在乎在圣殿里面战斗，如果他们认为他们做的对的话。因为在主后七十年的时候，罗马人入侵耶路撒冷要毁灭圣殿的时候，他们也是誓死捍卫这个圣殿。
They were convicted by their own sin.
还是因为他们对自己的罪是也知道自己是有良知的。
Especially when they're confronted with pure righteousness.
特别是他们面对一个纯正的正义的人的时候，那个良心的谴责就会更强烈。
And it says there that he says in verse 16.
然后第十六节他说。
To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here! How dare you turn my father's house into a market?"
东西拿去，不要将我父的店当做买卖的地方。
Now, this to us, we don't have maybe understand the importance of his words there.
我们在这里可能要注意看他的这个话的重要性。
But to the Jewish ear, when he said, my father, that meant that he himself was the son of God, which meant he was equal with God.
但是当犹太人听到那句话的时候，他们会注意到主在这里说是我的父，然后呢，就是说主把自己自称他是神的儿子。
The Jew would never say my father.
因为犹太人从来不敢说我的父亲。
That made the person who said that equal with God.
因为这句话就使这个说话这个人和神同等了。
Now think of what we can do today because of the sacrifice of Christ.
但想想我们因为主耶稣在十字架上所献的祭，我们能说什么呢？
Can we say my father?
我们能说我的父吗？
Yes,
我们能。
We sure can. He's our father.
他是我们的父。
Because we're in Christ, we're in the Son of God, we're accepted as sons and daughters of God.
因为我们在耶稣里面，我们在神的儿子里面，我们就被神接纳为他的女儿儿子了。
We could say, my father, my father.
我们就可以说我的天父，我的天父。
Yeah. So that's a wonderful thing. But to the Jew, his statement was that he was the Son of God, equal with God.
但是在犹太人眼里，他这么说就等于，耶稣把自己和神同等了。
And so, the power of this of his presence among them, of righteous anger.
主在这里，他在他们面前显现的是这个义怒，就是 righteous anger, 就是正义的愤怒。
They could not. They could not stop his cleansing of the temple.
所以在义怒面前，他们不能阻止他去接近圣殿。
I wonder if any of the temple guard lost their jobs that day.
所以他不知道是不是有些守殿官就因此丢了工作。
But that was very good, yes. And, your answers were on. You got the ideas, and
他说我们的回答都对，我们都。
And we must remember, though the Lord Jesus was God manifest in the flesh, he always was in obedience to his Father and never acted outside of the limits of a man given up to God by faith.
就是我们的主虽然他是道成肉身的神，但他总是顺服天父的旨意，他从来没有越过神在一个肉身里面给他的这个限制去做事情。
He never did anything that would benefit himself because of his position as the Son of God.
从来他没有因为他是神的
儿子，然后就为自己谋什么利益。
He wouldn't make stones into bread, even though he was dying of hunger.
当他在旷野就是饿得不行的时候，他都没有把一块石头变成饼。
He wouldn't stop those that wanted to kill him. He completely gave himself up to the will of the Father.
就那些想要杀他的人，他也没有，不把自己交给他，因为他完全顺服神的旨意。
So, we by faith can live in the Spirit like him.
我们凭着信心也可以在灵里做到这样的。
That's what we desire through the Spirit of God.
这就是我们在神的灵里面想要做到的事情。
Not in our own strength.
但不是靠着我们自己的力量。
But in His, yeah.
在神的旨意里面，在神的力量里
面。Now, I think there are some lessons to be learned from this commercialization of the house of God.
我们从这里可以学到一些关于我们在圣殿里面的商业的一些原则。
Around the world, religion is often used by men to gain position and money and power.
在这个世界里面，宗教总是被人利用来换取地位和金钱。
They realize that because human beings are naturally worshiping, we have a worshiping spirit within us that wants to worship something.
对，因为我们人天然的需要去拜一个什么东西，因为这是我们的本性。
And many around the world and through the centuries have exploited this desire to worship.
但是这个邪恶的人呢，就利用人里面的这种欲望，想要拜什么东西，他们就利用他做了一些事情。
So they overpower people's minds, first of all, draw disciples to themselves, and then they begin to milk them. These people, they ask for money and so on.
然后他先是控制人的思想，然后把这些人召聚到自己周围做他的门徒，然后他就开始跟他们要钱。
And there may be poor people starving, people that have never heard the gospel, and yet they build great temples and so on.
那可能很多穷人，他们从来都没有听过神的福音，但是他们凑钱去造一个很豪华的。
And oftentimes there's different priesthood and so on that they have. I'm talking about religions all around the world. They do this.
对，有很多这个地上的宗教，他们都是这么干的。
And so, I guess we can learn from the Lord Jesus.
然后我们可以从主耶稣身上来学到一些东西。
He had a few humble disciples, didn't he?
他有一些很谦卑的门徒。
Men and women that followed him, there must have been a couple of dozen at least.
然后跟着他的那些男门徒、女门徒们，大概就是有几十个吧。
Besides the 12 apostles that he had chosen, there were quite a number of other disciples that had came along as well.
除了他自己挑选的十二个门徒以外，还有一些人就跟他在一起。
And this little company of people, they followed the Lord Jesus everywhere.
就这一小群人，他是跟着主走到主到哪里，他们就到哪里。
Where are they now?
他们现在到哪去了呢?
They're in a real position of power and influence.
Where are they now?
Heaven. That's the real place of power.
他们现在是真的那个有权力、有能力的那个地方了。他们到天上去了。
Because everything that man strives for is only for a limited time and it's gone, isn't it?
就是人在地上苦苦追寻的那个东西只能持续很短的一段时间。
Money and position and wealth, power, they all temporary.
权力、金钱、名誉，都是非常短暂的。
And the Lord Jesus, who had nothing, who didn't have a place really that he could call his own on earth, has invited all of us into his Father's house in heaven.
主在地上他什么都没有，甚至没有一个能归在他名下的这么一个地方，但是他却邀请我们一起去他父的家。
And so,Whatever God gives, He gives freely. It's free.
就神不管要给我们什么东西，他都是免费给我们的。
Man's religion says you pay something, you do something, And then you will get something.
但人的方法就是你付点钱，你付出一些什么，然后你才能得到什么。
But God who owns everything.
但因为我们的神拥有一切东西。
What does he need from us?
他还需要我们给他什么呢？
All he wants is for us to understand how much he loves us and return that love to him.
他唯一需要的就是让我们明白他有多爱我们，然后我们愿意把我们的爱反馈给他。
Grace is free.
恩典是免费的。
Even though it costs God everything, it's free for us.
虽然这个恩典是让神付出了他一切所有的，但对我们来说他是免费的。
And any gifts we give to God, they're out of thanksgiving, they're out of gratitude. It's not asked of us.
但是我们一切愿意献给神的呢，都是我们自己自愿的，我们心里情愿这样做的，而不是神要求我们做的。
Amen. And so the commercialization of religion, be very, very careful.
所以宗教的商业化是我们要非常非常小心的。
If people are asking for money, you might question their motives.
如果他开始问你要钱的时候，你就要怀疑他的动机了。
And now, the phenomenon exists everywhere.
Yes.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. But is God so poor that he has to have his servants beg?
因为我们的神是那么穷，所以他需要他的仆人去乞讨吗？
A few weeks ago, Bert and Lois were here, were they not? Remember Bert and Lois Mast?
Bert
and Lois Mast.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
The couple?
The Bert and the Lois? Oh, yeah. Oh, the,
Come on.
Oh, sorry.
Your old friends.
Yeah. 就是那个上个月嘛，就是那个我们在非洲的传教士 Bert 和 Lois 那个夫妻在这儿。
I visited them in Africa 4 different times.
对他Eric 自己去非洲四次去看望他们。
And they have lived as missionaries for, I would say over 30 years now.
他们已经做了30年的传教士在非洲。
I say, Bert, have you ever had any needs? He said, never. The Lord has always supplied my needs.
然后他问 Bert 说你有什么需要，有什么缺乏吗？他说没有。他说神从来都是充充足足的供应我的。
He's never had to ask for a cent.
他从来不会问人要一分钱。
Some churches, they have the missionaries go around to different churches and then people...They pledge a certain amount of money.
就有些教会呢，他们如果要派一个传教士去，他会让这个传教士到不同的教会去募捐。
Bert and Lois never did that.
但是 Bert 和 Lois 姐妹他们从来没有做过这样的事。
And many, many missionaries are like that around the world. Have gone out, never asking of anything from anybody.
我们很多的传教士都是这样的，他们。去就去了，他们从来没有问任何人要过钱。
Instead, they make their requests known to God.
他们只把他们的需要告诉神。
A better place to ask for help.
就神是你就是祈求这个帮助供应的最好的地方。
Yes. So, and God has never failed them.
因为神从来没有辜负他们，让他们失望过。
Yeah.Now the disciples, they've been watching all this.
然后那些门徒们都在看着这一切。
They must have been, they weren't part of it at all.
他也想成为这事情的一部分。
But if you were one of the disciples, you'd be standing back and watching this scene and be very, very surprised at what went on.
哦，刚说的，他们并不想和主一起去做这个事情，他们只是想旁观看看这事情到底是怎么发展，而且他们很奇怪。
But they remembered a scripture.
但是他们记得经上有这样一句话。
In Psalm 69 and verse 9.
这是诗篇69篇的第九节。
Psalm 69 and verse 9. If you go there.
946页，947页。
And there's only one line in that psalm、mm-hmm. that、is a prophetic line.
这个这这虽然只有一句话，但这句话是一个预言。
Now this psalm was written by David.
这首诗是大卫写的。
And David, in his life, he wanted to build a permanent temple for the Lord.
就大卫在。在他有生之年呢，他特别想给神建一个永久的殿。
God never let him build that temple.
但是主没有让他做。
He said, "Your son Solomon is going to build this temple."
他说你的儿子所罗门会为我们造，要为我们造这个殿。
That's what happened, is his son. But in this line where David is writing, oftentimes, the writers of the Psalms didn't realize what they were doing.
这句话虽然是大卫写的，但是很多就是旧约里面的这种写圣经的人，他都不知道他写这句话到底是什么意思。
They would be writing by of their own experiences.
他可能写的时候是凭着他自己所经历的写下来的。
But by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, they would be also picturing a prophetic word that would be fulfilled by the Lord Jesus when he came.
但是这句话呢是圣灵感动他写出来的，然后将来他会作为一个预言在很久以后才能够应验的。
Now I can imagine what David was thinking when he wrote this line.
对，他说我可以想象一下这个大卫在写这句话的时候他是在想什么呢。
He says, "For zeal for your house consumes me."
他说我为你的殿心里焦急。
When David had been made king in Jerusalem, he'd built his own house. But he said, "How can I live in my house and God doesn't have a permanent house? It just has a tent."
就是大卫被高利在耶路撒冷做王的时候呢，他给自己建了个宫殿，然后他心里想，我怎么能住一个宫殿，然后神还住在一个临时的帐篷里面呢？
And so he had a desire, a zeal.To build up the house of God.
所以他心里有一个渴望，要给神也造一个这样的。
We don't have time to look at it, but David made throughout his life he accumulated a great amount of wealth for the building of Solomon's temple.
所以我们来不及查具体的那个经文了，就是大卫在他一生里面，他用他的一生去积累，就是收集各种建殿的材料。
Because David felt that God needed a special place built for him.
对，因为大卫心里觉得神需要一个他的特别的地方。
He said, "It consumes me. I think about it day and night."
所以就这样的一个渴望，就是让他心里焦急。
Now David's zeal for the house of God was nothing compared to the Lord Jesus.
但是大卫为神的殿焦急这个程度，远远不如主为他父的殿焦急那个程度。
Because the Lord Jesus, he wanted to make sure that God's house was a house of holiness.
但是我们的主是盼望他父的殿能够成为一个圣洁的地方。
A house whereby true worshippers would come and feel welcome.
然后那些真正来敬拜神的人在圣殿里是受欢迎的。
The one place on earth where all the peoples could gather to worship the one God of heaven.
就在这个世界上只有这么一个地方是所有真正敬拜神的人可以在这里敬拜他的。
And so the disciples at that time, they said, "Hey, wasn't there a psalm that said something about that?"
然后在旁边旁观的这些门徒们就说，哎，这诗篇里好像有这么一句话，不是在讲这个事吗？
It was his zeal for the Lord's house consumed him, just absolutely consumed him.
就是我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
So that's what the disciples, that was their reaction to what took place there in the temple grounds.
这个就是他们的门徒看到主做洁净圣殿这个事以后他们的反应。
Now, what was the Jews? What was their reaction?
那我们再看看犹太人他们的反应是怎么样的。
Well, we know what the priests were thinking. We think.
我们知道这个祭司他会怎么想。
The priests, they were probably extremely angry.
那些祭司可能会极其愤怒。
But these other Jews, they demand of him, it says.
然后还有其他的普通的犹太人，他干嘛呢？他在要求主耶稣。
Having seen a demonstration of righteous power through one man.
他们看到了他一个人就是展现的这个义怒的力量。
They say, well, what kind of miraculous sign can you show us to prove your authority?
然后他说，你做这些事还显什么神迹给我们看，证明你的权柄呢？
What did they just seen?
他们刚才看到了什么呢？
They had seen the triumph of righteousness over sin and hypocrisy, hadn't they?The triumph of righteousness. They had witnessed the triumph of righteousness.
他们看到了就是在这些假冒伪善的祭司面前那个正义的力量得胜了。
What kind of sign do these Jews want? You know,
他们到底想要一个什么神迹呢？
To establish his authority.
去建立他要一个什么神迹才能建立神的主的这个权柄呢？
Had he already not established his authority? The temple was clean.
对，他为什么还要呢？他不是已经给他们看了吗？他一个人就能够洁净圣殿。
You see, this is a mind of unbelief.
所以这就是一颗不信的人的心，他就是这么想的。
So that he says, "Show us to prove your authority as the Messiah," because This was a demonstration to them that he was the Messiah.
然后他们就说，你显个神迹证明你的权柄，因为前面主洁净圣殿其实就是给他们的一个证据，证明他是弥赛亚。
What does the Lord Jesus do?
然后主做了什么呢？
He says, yes, I'll give you a sign.
然后主说，好的，我会给你们一个神迹。
He says, destroy this temple.
他说，你们拆毁这殿。
And I'll raise it again in 3 days.
我三日内要再建立起来。
Do you think they understood that?
你觉得他们能明白这句话吗？
No.
For sure, he didn't understand.
他们当然不能明白。
The Jews, I can see them being very frustrated now.
我会觉得他这些犹太人会觉得特别的受挫。
They said.It took 46 years to build this temple.
他们说这殿是46年才造成的。
Well, actually, it was 46 years that King Herod had been renovating and beautifying it.
这就是那个希律王花了46年之间把它重修缮，然后又建了一些新的东西。
Now there were, this was the second temple.
这是第二圣殿。
Solomon built the first temple.
所罗门是第一圣殿。
And it was a magnificent temple.
这是一个非常豪华、宏伟的殿。
You recall the children of Israel, they went into captivity because of their sin and idolatry. God took them into the captivity in Babylon.
我们还记得就是因为犹太人悖逆神，他们就被掳了，掳到巴比伦和亚述过去。
And the Babylonians destroyed the temple completely.
然后那个巴比伦就把这个殿，就所罗门的第一圣殿全部毁掉了。
They took it right down to its foundations.
然后他就一直拆毁到他的地基。
And the foundation still exists today.
那个地基还在，今天还在。
It's called the Western Wall, is the foundation of the Old Temple.
那个地基现在就叫哭墙，又叫西墙。
You have seen pictures of the Western Wall, the Wailing Wall.
我们都看到过那个图片，就是那个哭墙。
Where the Jews pray, you can see them praying, and these huge stones.
我们看到那个犹太人在那个哭墙面前祷告，有很大的是很大的石头。
They were laid down in Solomon's day.
那个哭墙就是在所罗门圣殿的遗迹。
And on the top of that mount was where the temple was built up from there.
然后在那个就这个库墙这个山顶，就是当时圣殿造的那个地方。
When the Babylonians came, they completely destroyed that temple.
巴比伦人来的时候，他们就把这个圣殿彻底的摧毁了。
When the children of Israel came back after the 70-year captivity, they came back into the land again. Not all of them, but a few.
然后等到那个他们被掳后70年以后，有部分的犹太人又归回这个地方。
They rebuilt the temple.
他们又重建了这个殿。
But it was a smaller scale.
但是它的规模就比原来小很多了。
It wasn't decorated the way the old one was.
它也不像第一个那个装饰的那么豪华。
And the Spirit of God never came back into that temple.
问题就是神的灵从来没有再回到这个圣殿。
The Spirit of God that was in the temple in Jerusalem, in Solomon's temple, left just before the Babylonians destroyed it.
就神的灵就是在巴比伦入侵之前不久的时候，神的殿就离开了，神的灵就离开了这个殿。
And so when they built the smaller temple, it became the center of worship for the nation. And there was a revival there under Ezra and Nehemiah.
然后这个他们就建了一个小的新的圣殿，然后他们成为全国敬拜神的一个中心。这样的一个敬拜就带来以色列人的一次复兴，是在那个以斯拉那个他的这个带领下实现的。
Now about 400 years pass.
然后400年过去了。
And the king of the Jews now is a man called Herod, and he's not a Jew.
然后就有一个王叫希律，他不是犹太人。
But Herod has great plans.
但是他有一个宏伟的计划。
And part of that plan is that he's going to get favor of the Jews by beautifying the temple.
他想就是讨好这个就是犹太人，所以他就想把这个圣殿的修饰得更漂亮一点。
And for 46 years, that temple had been under construction by him and now by his son.
然后花了46年，他以及他的儿子就是手里把这个圣殿建起来。
He had spent a lot of money beautifying that temple.
他花了很多的钱来重修这个修葺这个圣殿。
And you've probably read in Matthew 28 or 24 where the disciples taking Jesus out, the disciples said to Jesus, aren't those stones beautiful?
我们还记得那个马太福音28:24里面，然后那些门徒
you can go to Matthew 24.
出了圣殿以后，就是他们指给那个主耶稣看，说你看这是多么宏伟的圣殿。
Yes. Jesus left the temple, was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attentions to its buildings.
耶稣出了圣殿正走的时候，门徒进前来把殿宇指给他看。
Yes, and where is it? I was wondering if Luke had something more. More to say. There's one place where. That's fine. But it was very beautiful. So my point was that he'd done a tremendous job of embellishing and beautifying this temple.
就他的想强调的就是希律王花了多年的心血，就是把这个殿做得非常的豪华，壮观。
Yeah, I don't want to get get out of the,
对，但是我有点跑题。
But the point was that the disciple, the, those Jews, they said, 46 years they've been building this thing, and you're gonna, if we tear it down, you're gonna build it in 3 days.
然后这有些人说，这个殿花了46年才造的，我们如果把它拆了，你三天就建起来啦。
So, what is the Lord Jesus? They're scoffing at him, probably angry too.
他们在嘲笑他，很可能也很对他很生气。
And so what does the Lord Jesus say?
然后主耶稣说什么呢?
There's a little commentary in John here. It says, but the temple he had spoken of was his body.
这里就是约翰的一个解释。他说耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿。
The original temple was where God had manifested his presence among his people.
第一个圣殿呢是神在这里显现他的荣耀在他的民在他的国民之间显现他的荣耀。
Now listen to this. After they came back from Babylon, the Spirit of God did not go into that temple.
但是我们要注意这一点，他们从巴比伦回来的时候，神的灵再也没有再回到这个殿里来。
But when Jesus came into the world, the Spirit of God was within him.
但是主耶稣进到这个世界里的时候，神的灵是跟他同在的，在他里面的。
The true temple was none other than the Son of God himself.
真正的圣殿没有其他，只有我们的主耶稣，神的儿子。
So we have the Lord Jesus, the temple. You might say the outer court was his body.
我们可以这样想，就是这个外院，就是外面的这几层墙，就是他的身体，就是他的身体。
And you might say his soul was the holy place.
他的魂就是那个圣所。
And his spirit, the most holy place.
他的灵就住在那个至圣，就是那个至圣所。
God, and so he spoke here of the temple of his body.
所以他这里面说是以他的身体为殿。
And just as today, the believer, the moment they believe, they receive the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit becomes into their bodies. Our bodies are, we're told, are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们每一个信主、接受主耶稣的人，那个圣灵就进到我们的里面了，然后我们的身体就被称为圣灵的殿。
We could look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6 in this regard.
我们看一下哥林多前书第六章，就讲到这个道理。
And verse 19.
十九节。
You want to read that in Mandarin, please?
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。Only 19
and 20.
因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。297页。
Yes, First Corinthians chapter 6,
最后两节是
19 and 20. Have we read that?
Yes.
Now, isn't that something startling? Isn't it amazing?
你不觉得这里是一个很奇妙的事情吗？讲了一个很奇妙的道理。
But I wanted to bring your attention to verse 20.
我们来看看二十节。
He says, "You were bought with a price."
你们是重价买来的。
When the Lord Jesus came into the temple that day, he claimed it as his own and his father's, didn't he?
主耶稣来到圣殿那一天，他已经向世人宣告他是神和神是什么关系了。
And in the same way, the Lord Jesus, by his death and resurrection, he claims us as his own.
然后我们的主在他的死和复活上也宣告我们是他的人了。
And how is it that then that God could come into us such sinful creatures?
就是圣洁的神他是怎么能够进到我们这些犯罪的败坏的人里面呢？
Because he has purchased us and cleansed us with his blood.
因为他用他的血把我们买回来并洁净了我们。
And we're made perfectly pure in God's sight.
我们在神的眼里是已经变得完全的 洁净纯净了。
That doesn't mean to say there's not sin, the old nature still there.
但是并不是说你就再不犯罪了，因为你的老我还在那里。
We still sin.
我们还会犯罪的。
But he's got a way, he forgives us our sins when we confess it. And
只要我们认罪，他就会赦免我们。
But also, God sees us in Christ as perfect and holy.
但是神看我们在主耶稣基督里面就是完全的圣洁的。
It's not our the condition that we are in that proves us to God.
不是我们自己自身的状态能够向神证明我们是好的。
It's what God says. He says that we are declared righteous.
而在乎神是怎么说的，他已经宣称我们是圣洁的。
We have been justified by faith. We have peace with God.
我们是因信称义的，我们就跟神和好了。
We may sin and fail.
我们可能犯罪也会跌倒。
But God's justification never changes.
但是神的称义从来不会改变。
He declares us righteous.
他宣称我们是圣洁公义的了。
And so we have been bought with a price.
所以我们是用重价买来的。
He's not going to sell us or put us on the garbage heap.
他不会把我们卖了，把我们扔在垃圾桶里。
He purchased us with the most precious thing in all the universe, and that is the life of his son.
他是用这宇宙间最宝贵的东西，是他儿子的血把我们买来的。
And having been purified by the Holy Spirit, we can now actually be indwelt by the Spirit of God.
所以我们也是被圣灵洗净的，所以现在圣灵可以住在我们里面。
We should have a zeal for God's house, shouldn't we?
我们应该对神的殿也有这样的热心，不是吗？
We should clean out everything that's in there, like the Lord Jesus.
我们应该像主那样，把这个殿里的不洁净的东西都赶出去。
We shouldn't let anything in there that will defile the temple of the living God.
我们不能让任何东西住在我们里面，污染了神的殿。
Then now we're coming to the end here. What is it?
然后我们快到这一段的结尾了。
It says here in verse 22.
22节。
It says, after he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said, and then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken.
所以到他从死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过这话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。
Notice it wasn't until after the resurrection.
我们要看到一直要到他这个复活以后。
You know how slow we are to believe.
你可以看看我们信的是多么慢呢。
They were with him every day for 3 years.
然后他们这些门徒跟主在一起三年之久。
And we're amazed at how little they understood and how little the faith they had.
我们很奇怪，他们怎么就明白的那么少，然后他信心怎么就那么小呢？
They're not much better than we are, though.
他们好像比我们又好不到哪去。
So it's an encouragement, the Lord was so patient with them, he'll be patient with us.
对，所以你看这是很鼓励我们的，因为神对他们有那么耐心，对我们也会很忍耐，很有耐心。
And so it's after he was raised from the dead. And he was, the good news is that God's grace comes to us freely.
就是神的恩典白白的给了我们。
I want to turn as we close now just to John chapter 10.
我们结束。
Sorry, Romans 10.
回到去到那个罗马书十章。280页。
Romans 10 and 9 and 10.
九节十节。
Romans 10, 9 and 10. Where is it? Yes, here it is. The disciples, they heard his word, didn't they? The scriptures. They remembered what Jesus said. That's like the Old Testament and New Testament in a sense, because in verse, in chapter 22, we read, what is it there? In Genesis 2, rather, John 2, verse 22, it says, they believed the scripture, that is the Old Testament scriptures, because they didn't have the New Testament at that time.
他这里面就是刚才约翰福音22章说他们就信了圣经所说的这个圣经是指旧约因为在使徒时代呢还没有新约
And they believed all that the Lord Jesus had spoken.
然后他们也相信了耶稣所说的
And that was after he was raised from the dead.
这是在他死而复活以后的
And so that now they had a completely new understanding of all that he had tried to teach them.
这时候呢他们就对主想要告诉他们教导他们的有了一个全新的认识
And so now we come to Romans 10, 9 and 10
然后我们就看到罗马书的十章的九节十节
verse 8 we'll read from verse 8
我们从第八节开始读
But what does it say? That's the scripture what does it say? The word is near you it's in your mouth and in your heart that is The word of faith that we're proclaiming.
他到底怎么说呢? 他说这道离你不远,正在你口里,在你心里。
The point I'm trying to make is that our faith is based not on miracles, not on the great cathedrals that might be built in the name of man, to exalt man, but our faith is based upon what? The scriptures, isn't it?
这里面就指出一点，就是我们的信心是从哪里来的呢？ 不是从神迹里来的，也不是人所造的一个什么庞大的一个体系里面来的， 是从神的话来的。
It's based upon the scriptures and what Jesus said.
是从旧约圣经以及主所说的话里来的。
And because it's written down, it never changes.
因为他写下来的话就再也不会改变了。
We can come back tomorrow and find out the promise has not changed at all for us.
我们可以明天再来看，发现他神的应许还是这句话，还在那里。
And then he says there in verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
所以第九节说，你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it's with your mouth that you confess and are saved.
因为人心里相信就可以称义, 口里承认就可以得救。
Then verse 11 is a confirmation.
然后第十一节就是一个解释。
As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame.
不是解释，就是一个重新进一步的认定，就是。 经上说凡信他的人必不至于羞愧
Well, we'll end our study there today. It's just about 12. There, I had another some thoughts, but it would take us another too long, I think. So I think maybe we'll just introduce next week's topic with this.
Okay. 就说他本来还有几点想讲, 但是那要花一点时间, 所以我们今天就停在这里。
Let's just ask God's blessing.
对,
Father, we thank you for your grace to us.
And,
Lord, we also think of Andy's wife, Jane, Lord.
And
she would be here, but she's now in China. We pray for her, Lord.
主要求你也看顾她。我们为她祷告。
And Lord, we pray for this Congress that's going on now, this in China. Congress, you know, the
Oh,
the,
yeah, you mean the
leadership of for China.
我们也为中国正在召开的十九大祷告。
Lord, we would pray that you would move in the hearts of those leaders.
主啊，也求你感动这些中国的领导人们。
That Lord, they may see. They may see some light from heaven, Lord, that they may be merciful to the believers in China.
主啊，求你让他们渴望天上的生命， 也对中国的国民更有怜悯心。
Change their hearts, Lord, we pray.
改变他们的心，主啊，我们祈求你。
May the gospel go out through our brothers and sisters.
也求你让福音通过我们的弟兄姐妹能够广传给别人。
In that great land, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
在这样一个伟大的土地上，我们祈求你的帮助。我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
阿门。